It's 2022. We want to know what to watch on the box, and the Oracle joins us for a challenge to start the new year. Good morning, my love.
Good morning. I'm ready for the top five in five for 2021, and we're going to start from light to dark.
The timer starts now. Go for it.
Starting with Only Murders in the Building. What's fantastic about it is it's nostalgic. It makes you smug about understanding podcasts. It's very meta. It makes New York City, it's one of those great shows about New York City. It's full of cameos, and it's got this fantastic cast that we haven't seen do an amazing comedic turn for years and years. Very, very funny. That is the lightest show. Number two, Mythic Quest. Now, we're on season three of this one, and I just found it this year. It's the best new office-based show on TV. People, men and women are friends without having a sort of romantic undertone. There is Charlotte Nickdowell, who is an amazing Australian breakout star. You have to watch it just for that. As a grown-up who's not into gaming, I felt very knowledgeable about gaming without actually having to play any of them. So that's a bonus. Number three is Creamery. Creamery is just one of those shows you go, what the hell is this?
Yes.
It is from New Zealand. It's created and stars a fully New Zealand Asian cast, which I imagine is the only show on TV like that. It is so resolved for a brand new group of people, so professional, so amazing looking, and absolutely turns the trope of wellness culture, feminism, dystopia, and bucolic farming on its head, all in six episodes. It's amazing. My fourth show, we're almost at the very dark, is White Lotus. White Lotus, again, has an amazing Australian star. Not a breakout, but Murray Bartlett really shines in this show. This show points a mirror on us as sort of entitled, wealthy people in a way that doesn't cram it down your throat. It's a real slow burn, but it does really make you understand that issue that we're all facing at the moment. It's so subversive, full of shocks, and it's still incredibly soapy and full of drama. So it's really worth it. And my final show, which is very dark, but just such a powerful show, Mayor of Easttown. This stars two women at their very best, Kate Winslet, who is the mayor, and Jean Smart as her mum, and Jean Smart, honourable mention, as the star of Hacks as well. You know, it shows you the devastation of the drug crisis in America. It's shot beautifully. Oh, and of course, it's got Guy Pearce in it, another Australian. Love that. It's powerful, it's dark, but it's also gritty and soapy and family drama and has a lovely twist at the end. And that is my top five in five.
Well, goodness me, you've done it well within time. Well done. Well played. I will ask, though, where's Mr. In Between?
In between all of those, I guess. It's not in my top five. I really enjoyed it. But the shows that I picked, when I looked over the list of shows, I went, wow, that left an impression on me.
Yeah.
I loved Mr. In Between, but the ones that really rock me are the ones that are unexpected. And all of these five shows have scenes and twists that threw me.
I will say, we watched Mayor of Easttown and we couldn't stop watching until the very end. That was a fantastic show. Everybody I've spoken to enjoyed it in the same way. So if you haven't had an opportunity, have a look at it. What was the one about Sweet Tooth? That was also a fantastic show. Thoroughly enjoyed that one. And Creamery, I can't get my head around that one. That is one of the most bizarre shows ever put on television.
But at the moment, they've just canned Why the Last Man. That is a similar scenario, which is basically post-apocalyptic, wipes out all the men.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you put them side by side, Creamery is like Why the Last Man is just a slog. Like, everyone is miserable. Everything is terrible. You know, you're constantly feeling sick to the pit of your stomach. You watch Creamery and you're just like, you feel that, but you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe they just did that.
Yeah. It was fun. There's no getting around it. Yeah, for sure.
And that's, but the twist at the end, which I'm never going to spoil, is is just, it seared into my mind like, you know, like an old TV with a logo in the corner, you know.
All right. Well, that will do us for today. Looking forward to talking more TV next Monday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, my love.
Can I wish you a fantastic 2022? I know we're already in it, but, you know, I just wish everyone out there health and wellness and an opportunity to kind of have a normal year after all this time.